437-1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top three stories, and then we'll get into this story about Pensacola Humane Society and dog bites and attack dogs. You know, dogs attack other and things like that. So if you have some thoughts about that, you can call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So, there is, let me get started with this. U.S. Supreme Court is scrutinizing the Biden College Student Loan Debt Forgiveness Program. FDA advisors have recommended a shot from Pfizer for RSV for those over the age of 60. This is the first time that has been approved. And then the biggest snowstorm of the season is likely for New York City and the New England area. This snowstorm apparently is hitting Michigan area right now. And headed to New England, and they're saying it could be the biggest one of the season. In the meantime, the West is getting a second round. This snowstorm is the one that hit the West last week, and now it's in the middle of the country, and it's going to be heading to New England. Well, they're getting a second bout out West, too. So winter is not done as we approach March. it's still fighting and dumping snow all over the place. So we'll see what happens with that over in the Northeast. Now, apparently, though, as much as the West and the North have gotten dumped with snow and they had their polar vortex of terror up north and all that stuff. Remember, Buffalo got dumped at one point. But really, the New England states and New York City haven't really had that much snow this year. Hardly anything. So this will be a pretty big one right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So I want to bring up a couple of these stories here that are going on our website, newsradio923.com. We have a story pertaining to the Pensacola Humane Society. So just a little background again on this. Back in December, there was an anonymous letter from employees and volunteers accusing the board of directors of misconduct and mismanagement of funds. Then the anonymous letter became non-anonymous, where they revealed who they were. And then they, the whole time the board of directors denied any wrongdoing. And then the board of directors ordered an independent audit. So in looking at the audit, they found a couple of things that were red flags, errors. The first one being that there was four checks that they discovered that, that were supposed to have two signatures on the checks over $5,000. So any check over $5,000 is supposed to have two signatures. They found four checks that only had one signature. But after further review, they determined that the checks were written for something that was justified. They were justified valid expenses. But the other issue that they found is pertaining to bonus payments that were given to the former director of development. And it says a total bonus was paid out for a sum of $24,000 in 2022. They tried to find out what were these bonus payments for. Where did this come from? The audit discovered that there was an unsigned copy of an incentive plan for the bonuses to be paid based on a percentage of restricted and unrestricted donations raised by the director of development. So basically like a commission. But it was an unsigned incentive plan. Then they went in and dug deeper over to this incentive plan, and it states back in April, there was a discussion about a potential incentive plan. So in the board, discussion about a potential plan. But the board minutes indicate no action was taken to approve the proposed incentive program. And this is according to the audit. Quote, As a result, it appears these bonuses were paid without the knowledge and or approval of the board of directors or the board treasurer, end quote. So now it appears between $19,000 and $24,000 was paid as bonuses to the former director of development. And this audit is saying those were not approved bonus payments. I was talking to somebody else who deals a lot more with nonprofits than I do, and they said, yeah, it's not normal for somebody in nonprofit to get bonus payments. That's like not a normal thing. I was like, oh, it isn't? I don't know. It's not my area of expertise or know-how. And so they said that right there alone is kind of a red flag. Like, you don't get bonus payments in when you're in nonprofit like that. So not sure exactly what's going to happen going forward with this, but one of the interesting things is that letter from the anonymous people accusing the board of misconduct and mismanagement of funds and things like that was the former director of development. So it's almost like the former director of development organized this coup against the board of directors while that person might have been getting payments that they weren't supposed to be getting, is what it looks like. I mean, I'm sure this is not the end all. I'm sure this is not the period or even the exclamation point. I'm sure there's going to be back and forth. I'm sure the director of development is probably getting an attorney to say, no, that independent audit is incorrect. There's this and that, you know, and stuff like this. But that's just kind of the update on that drama of the Pensacola Humane Society. In the meantime, it still remains closed. So no word. I went to the website today to see in the social media to see if they're, you know, now that they released this report last night, whether there's going to be kind of, you know, okay, we're going to release the, you know, we're going to start getting dogs and stuff again. But no, it doesn't look like anything's moving forward with that just yet. Speaking of dogs, I haven't even talked about this yet, but there was a fatal dog attack Friday night. Attack of a 60-year-old man over on Norris Avenue near North Pace Boulevard. And I guess that he was being attacked by three dogs. This just came out just a little bit ago. Escambia County Sheriff said that they've now captured all three dogs. They were able to get all three of the dogs right there. So, and now this has spurred the whole debate of pit bulls and how dangerous pit bulls are. And, you know, dog breeds do have different characteristics. There are different dogs that are a little bit more aggressive, more willing to bite, more willing to do things like that. But I've always found with pit bulls, I've known a lot of people with pit bulls, and they've been very loving dogs. They've been very caring and everything. What I've found with them is that a lot of it is training. Some people actually are raising their pit bulls to fight, and so those dogs have been trained to be aggressive. I've shared this story before. I'll share it again real quick. Actually, let's get trapped in the fives, and I want to share a story about a dog that I encountered years ago. That comes up next right here after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
We're just seeing typical afternoon traffic on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. I-10 and I-110 showing no delays leaving Windhaven Beach heading towards Navarre. Expect some slow traffic. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Back to you, Bobby, for story time.
Yeah, story time. So years and years ago, I had a friend who was given a retired police dog. And so police dogs are extremely obedient, but they've also been trained to be aggressive, to bite, to bite humans. And he and I would take turns watching the dog. Essentially, I ended up babysitting the dog almost more than he was over at his actual owner's house. And one day he calls me up. He's just distraught, so upset because the dog was sleeping on the sidewalk and a kid rode his bike right next to the dog's face. Like just riding on the sidewalk, and the dog woke up, saw the kid bicycle right, like about to run him over. And you know how kids are. Sometimes kids are trying to push the boundaries a little bit, and that's what this kid did. And he was probably like 8 or 9, and the dog woke up and bit him on the ankle. Just saw him, just bit him right on the ankle. And so of course the parents are saying, we're gonna, you know, want your dog to be put down and all this other stuff. It wasn't even deep enough injury to get stitches or anything. It wasn't even like, I don't even think it even broke the skin. It just scared the kid and scared the parents. He was able to talk to the parents and calm them down and stuff like this. But then he was like, but I don't know what to do. Like, maybe I should. If he's willing to bite a kid and stuff, maybe I need to put him down. And so so it was interesting because when they train police dogs, they train them with to have ball drive. They find dogs that have good ball drive. You know, when you hold the ball or a stick and the dog's like, okay, throw it. And they just can't wait. So you throw it. And eventually you're throwing a ball and eventually throwing a stick and eventually you're throwing a prosthetic arm and eventually you're saying, go get the real arm. And that's basically how they train him. It's like, go get the ball, go to the ball. Now the ball's actually this and that's like that. And so we actually did reverse training on the dog and just said, okay, so now instead of going to get the arm, now you're getting the stick. And if you go get the arm, you're not getting the treat. I'm like, no, you got the wrong thing. Don't get the arm. You got to go get this. And basically reverse trained him all the way down to a ball again. And after that, no more biting. No, wouldn't ever bite humans or anything like that. And so it's amazing how smart these dogs can be with proper training and with proper, like, attention. But obviously some owners either are neglectful or purposely are training them to be aggressive. It's Pensacola Right Now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come up here next. Top trending news. Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. United Way of West Florida's Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program is booking appointments now. VITA is a free program for families and individuals making less than $60,000 a year. The volunteers are going to operate from four sites throughout the tax season. Pensacola State College's main campus, the Milton campus, the Warrington campus, and at Goodwill over on Olive Road. You can schedule 211 to schedule your time today. So you make less than $60,000 a year, free tax assistance. Just call 211 to schedule your time today. Coming up a little bit later this hour, we're going to give away another pair of tickets to go to the Mobile Boat Show. Big boat show over to the Mobile coming up this weekend. We got a pair of tickets for you coming up here a little bit later.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor, and here are the headlines. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is opposed to cutting defense spending as part of any negotiations by House Republicans to raise the debt ceiling. The Kentucky Republican says he absolutely agrees Congress should not cut defense spending and suggested substantial increases may be necessary. That's due to the war between Russia and Ukraine and the growing threat of China. One highway in eastern Tennessee is back open after an unusual spill. Officials say a truck carrying baked beans overturned yesterday morning, led to a messy cleanup and road closures after hundreds of cans of beans spilled across the roadway. It reopened last night and the cleanup was completed. Basically, that trucker literally spilled the beans.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Husky, speaking of dogs, you were having a really nice discussion about nice dogs. Well, here's a husky with a facial deformity. And basically, the deformity causes a lopsided grin. Happy dog has been adopted by a family in Seattle. See, Sherry Langston, her children, and their dog made a trek from Seattle all the way to San Diego in a weird storm to adopt the pup they only saw in pictures. They say Harvey the Husky immediately caught their family's eye when they saw a post of him on the San Diego Humane Society's social media site. So Langston says she saw the silly grin and knew they had to have a road trip more than 1,200 miles to go to San Diego and get their new dog. And all live happily ever after.
And all live happily ever after. That's right. You know, it's amazing when you see these animal stories when like an animal runs away and then they still end up finding the animal later, or the animal comes home or something like that. There's lots of these touchy feeling. Oh my gosh, it is an ugly dog. Never mind.
Well, you know, looking at the picture of the dog. Well,
That's an ugly dog.
But you see, some people get past that because the dog's personality.
That's right. It's got a beautiful personality.
I mean, I have a dog by the name of Ginger. I was a dog person as a kid many years ago, but through previous marriages, cat people, and didn't have a dog. And I had a girlfriend a few years back who had like five dogs, and unfortunately, they're everywhere with the pee pads and all. I said, I don't want a dog. Yeah. But then my son-in-law and his wife were moving away for about a year, and they said, hey, why don't you take care of our dog? And I went, no, I don't want a dog. Well, this dog is a 5-pound poodle by the name of Ginger.
5 pounds.
Yes, this is a little one. Oh, yeah, but she should be the ambassador for all of dogdom, because this dog has become our child, literally, the way we treat it. And this really turned me into a... I was one of those people who, you know, used to roll their eyes at people who would, you know, like, oh, I have to show pictures of the dog. It's so cute. And I'm going, oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Then I became one. Thanks to Ginger.
Thanks to Ginger. Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah.
Our first dog, wanted a dog all the time growing up. Never had a dog, never had a pet dog. I was 14, and parents finally surprised us with a dog. And, you know, I was wanting a German Shepherd or something like this. And they got a Bichon Frise, which is like a 4 or 5 pound fluffy white dog. And I'm like, what am I going to do with this thing? You know? But, you know, within like, you know, very short period of time, it's just like the dog was I was going to Home Depot when I was 17, go getting supplies, and I had the little white fluffy dog on my arm. So yeah. You're like, what? You got something to say? All right.
You're going to make something of it?
Yeah. Exactly. You're going to make something of it?
Yeah.
I'm outnumbered with the two men with small dogs, so I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
My last dog was a St. Bernard, full disclosure.
Yeah,
so.
A little larger.
Little bit larger, yeah. All right, it's good. Traffic on the Fives.
This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Starting to see some slow traffic on I-10 near the Avalon Boulevard exit. This is going to be getting off the Escambia Bay Bridge. Use some caution as we're seeing some just some slowdowns right there, as well as just typical afternoon delays on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Davis Highway near the interstate looking busy, as well as the intersection of East Burgess Road and North Palafox Street. If you see something else on the road, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here next, we got your daily dad joke for you on News Radio 92.3. Right now with Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's go ahead and get our daily dad joke.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's daily dad joke.
We were talking about nonprofit organizations. Well, here's a different type of things. I was reading about atheism. Turns out it's a nonprofit organization. Nonprofit, like, okay. I don't know, it was good. My mom was a radiologist. She met my dad when he came in for an X-ray. I wonder what she saw in him. Okay. Experts predict that within 10 years, robots will be doing 39% of domestic chores. Robots will be. Well, we already have those like Roomba-style robots, you know, that sweep and mop the floor. So you already got those things they're already doing a lot. I know a lot of people that have those nowadays. They're saying that the chores will be automated, things like getting groceries, shopping, using services, household cleaning, dishwashing, cooking, ironing, folding, laundry. Okay. They're saying that the robots and AI could handle the ordering. They could handle even the delivery with self-driving cars and the robot that will bring the groceries up to your door. All kinds of stuff like that. Wow. All right. 39% of the household chores be done by robots pretty soon down the road. there's a misogynist joke right there. I'm not going to say it. What am my wife going to do? No, just kidding. Okay. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Good question here. I was saying that in 10 years, they're saying that experts are saying that 39% of household chores will be handled by robots. Who's going to make our beds and who's going to mow our lawns? They actually already have robot lawnmowers. They work just like the Roomba, and it works with like GPS positioning and stuff. So they already have that one. It's like outrageously expensive, but you already got a robot that can mow your lawn. Who's going to make the beds? That's a good question. We need a bed making. Why are you looking at me like we need a bed making robot? You don't think we need a bed making robot? Especially, have you ever been in a room though, like where your bed is like too close against the wall, or you got chair or something where it's just not easy to get around the bed to make the bed?
That is my pet peeve. Personally, my room is way too small to have my bed in the middle, and I do it because I hate making my bed and have changing the sheets too.
Yes,
like not even
the
making
sheets.
The
yes,
bed,
exactly.
But changing the sheets is like impossible.
Yeah, I had that once with beds against the wall. I would purposely delay washing sheets. Like, it's fine. It'll be fine. Just like somebody spray some Lysol on the sheets. We'll be good. I don't, because trying to tuck them in and try, oh, forget about it. It's not even worth it. So let's see here. I'm surprised the left is not ticked off that robots are going to be taking away the jobs from illegal immigrants. Oh, I see. The jobs. Whoa, long story here. Okay, I'll read it. Watch for motorcycle story. Looking out for windows for bikes and pedestrians. Those newer car pillars are driver's line of sight with a mirror can preclude seeing oncoming stuff. Just certain vector angles on approaching of constant bearing, decreasing range equals collision. Oh yeah, I see what you're still talking about, the concrete pillars and stuff that are going on there. I keep a sharp eye out, and even at slow speeds around downtown, a person, a bicycle, even small cars are suddenly right next to you in crosswalks or curves you thought were clear. Yeah, you do see that. And you know, so I shared this. I mentioned this story before. We're talking about bicyclists and motorcyclists being hit, not seen by, you know, particularly not seen by other drivers. And I shared an awareness test that I share with other motorcyclists. I've been riding since I was 12. And it's been my daily driver many times where I've just resorted to, I'm just riding the motorcycle every day. And I've had a lot of close calls. I actually laid my bike down a couple of years ago for the first time ever. I was going 80 and I went down, hit a patch of gravel going around a corner. And it was right during COVID. So we were still doing like the show from our house, you know, doing remote broadcasts. And you guys didn't even know, but I laid my bike down like an hour, maybe it was like 2 hours before I had to come on the air. And I just like went and like patched up, took a shower, tried to clean the gravel out of my hip and did the rest of the show. Like just did the show with like bandages all on my hip and they were bleeding through and stuff like that. So I've had my incidents. But one of the things I always tell people who are motorcyclists, when you go through an intersection or if you're in a situation where somebody might pull out in front of you, I always flash my brights. I just flash them, like strobe them. If somebody's come up behind me and I'm stopped at a traffic light or a stop sign or something, I start tapping my brake, just strobing my brake light just to get their attention. Some people flash me back like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm trying to stay alive. Mind your business. I notice a lot of the newer motorcycles now actually do strobe on their own. I thought was kind of cool. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fives, and then we got your top three stories and your sports hit.
We still have slow-moving traffic on Pine Forest. This is southbound in between 9 Mile and I-10. Just typical afternoon traffic there, as well as Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect some slowdowns on the bridge. 29 northbound, this is going to be in between 10 Mile and 9 Mile. We have slow-moving traffic. And throughout 98, we're looking good throughout Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point. Expect some slow traffic throughout Windhaven Beach as you're getting into Navarre. And throughout Navarre, we do actually have an accident on High School Boulevard just off of 87 that is causing some slowdown. So just keep that in mind as well. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top three stories here, and then we get to our sports hit. And that is U.S. Supreme Court scrutinizing the Biden College Student Loan Debt Relief Program. Not necessarily saying that they're going to get rid of it or canceling it, but they're scrutinizing it. FDA advisors recommend a shot from Pfizer, the very first one, for RSV. And this is for those over the age of 60. And the biggest snowstorm of the season is likely to hit New York City and parts of the New England area. That's your top three stories right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
Number six, Marquette is beating Butler 12-6. This game's on FS1. Coming up on ESPN at 6 o'clock, NC State plays Duke on ESPN2. Number 15, Indiana University hosts Iowa. Coming up late tonight at 8 o'clock on ESPN, Texas Tech plays number 3, Kansas. And number 12, Tennessee is hosting Arkansas on ESPN2. Then NBA's on TNT at 6:30 with the Lakers against the Memphis Grizzlies. At 9 o'clock with the Minnesota Twins against the Clippers. NHL hockey is on ESPN Plus at 6 o'clock. You can check out both the Florida teams playing. Florida is going to Tampa to play them. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby. Oh, wait. Major League Baseball. The Atlanta Braves ended up losing the first game to the Twins. The Tampa Bay Rays beat the Yankees. Right now, the Twins are beating the Braves 4-0 in the first. Bottom of the first right now. Then in sports news, the Rangers have gotten Patrick Kane in a pre-deadline splash. He's won 3 Stanley Cups with the Blackhawks. Kevin Durant's going to make his son's debut on Wednesday. He's missed 20 games with the MCL sprain. In the NFL, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have cut the running back Leonard Fournette, but he says it was upon his request. Falcons have cut Marcus Mariota, probably also due to on his request. He was at the end of the season. It was pretty well known he did not want to be with the team anymore. And he did start 13 games for Atlanta last season. Dan Snyder has been accused of fraud over a $55 million secret loan, and he's been accused of using the Commanders as a piggy bank. Bills defensive coordinator Leslie Frazier is taking a year off from coaching. He plans to return next season, and the NCAA is looking to try to shorten up the NCAA football games in 2023. That is your sports hit. I saw this story here. China is approving new coal plants at breakneck speed. So here the United States and even parts of Europe are trying to get rid of coal plants. As we're trying to do these because of, many of the ones we have, of course, they're like grandfathered in, and so they don't have a lot of the clean technology. There's actually new technology now. You can build a coal power plant that doesn't put off as much emissions. But, of course, most of ours are all old. And so China has approved 168 coal-fired power plants in 2022, the most rapid expansion of the country's coal-fired power capacity since 2015. Wow. 168 of these. And, of course, here in the United States, we are reducing them. President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act will lead to the retirement of 30 to 60 gigawatts of U.S. coal-fired power plants by 2030. So that would make it, we've got to replace that, obviously, when our power grid is already having issues. So a little bit of a, I saw this article from The Atlantic, speaking of green energy, alternative energy, renewable energy. You know my feelings about electric cars. I love them. They're super fun to drive. I love the torque. I think they're a really neat thing, but they're not the future of transportation. We're going to find the plastic bags of the future. 20 years from now, we're going to go, okay, we made a big mistake. These things are sucking up all kinds of mining resources and power and all this other. It's not the future. Well, an article from The Atlantic, which says, "The Inconvenient Truth About Electric Vehicles." It's a very good article that explains a different angle of the electric vehicles, which is inequality. It talks about how there's affordable electric vehicles on the market right now, or becoming more affordable, but the affordable ones don't have very much range capacity. You can only go, some of them, under 200 miles on one charge. Others around 240. If you have enough money where you can pay double the price, you can get a range of $450. But we're talking $40,000 up to $80,000. Like, that's the difference. It's a pretty penny. They explain the experience of owning, charging, and even driving an electric vehicle makes the rising inequality of America more visible in new and even subtle ways. And so that's what they're talking about. It's like, one is owning them. Like, you want to buy the vehicle, it's going to cost a lot more in the first place if you want the, we talked about it before, the new ads for the Hummer EV or the new Ford trucks and everything. These things are $75,000, $100,000 vehicles. These are not cheap vehicles. Charging them even. You want a supercharger? No problem. You can get that put in your house even nowadays. But it costs you a pretty penny. Only the inequality difference is going to be that, you know, right? So you're not going to have just regular everyday people having these fast chargers in their house and then even driving them overall. So very interesting. Another interesting aspect. And this is from an organization, The Atlantic, that's usually promoting EVs. But they're starting to wake up and go, you know what? There might be some problems with these electric vehicles. These lithium batteries catching fire, not being able to charge in the winter very well. Your battery range drops during extreme cold. Then you've also got, of course, the issue of all the mining and the limited materials that are available to make the lithium batteries. There's all kinds of issues, and slowly journalists are starting to wake up to it. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from Steve Taylor over in the newsroom, and we've got your top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner, and Bobby's brain teases. So stick around.
I'm looking through you. Where did you go? I thought I knew you. What did I know? You don't look different, but you have changed. I'm looking through you. You're not the same.
Let's call right now Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf real quick. Then we'll go over to Steve Taylor in the newsroom.
Roads are looking good right now. We're just seeing typical afternoon traffic. That is Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Our slowdowns on Pine Forest have cleared up a good bit, but definitely still seeing some slow-moving traffic in the northbound direction. 29 north and southbound lanes are checking in clear. And 98, if you are leaving Windhaven Beach, you're going to see some slow traffic getting into Navarre. But throughout Navarre area, Tiger Point, and Gulf Breeze, we're looking good on 98. See something else, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Steve, what do we got going on in the news?
Well, police are trying to identify two suspects seen stealing a wallet from an 89-year-old woman while she was shopping at a Pensacola Publix. The female suspect allegedly distracted the victim while the male allegedly stole the victim's wallet from her purse. Both suspects are pictured on the News Radio 92.3 website. If you have any information on that, call the Pensacola Police Department or Crime Stoppers. A 2-year-old child died and an Atmore man's charged with reckless murder. This is after the child was left in a hot vehicle for several hours yesterday. Atmore police say 52-year-old Sean Rounsville brought the child to the hospital about 4:30 in the afternoon yesterday, and the child was pronounced unfortunately dead shortly after. He's being held without bond in the Escambia County, Alabama jail. City of Pensacola has paid intern opportunities available for young people from 16 to 24 years old. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says it's a good opportunity for young people to develop new skills. Those internships are available in various city departments, and you can learn more and apply online at thecityofpensacola.com/intern on the World Wide Web. And that's what's happening.
All right. Thank you very much, Steve. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. Real quick, top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. Teachers union chief melts down over student debt during a Supreme Court protest, saying it's not fair. It's not fair. She says the challenge to the student loan handout really peeves me off. She didn't say peeves me off. She said other words. But yeah, she's just shouting and screaming how she wants to have she wants us to go through. It's not fair. She should go through. So she pitched kind of a temper tantrum right there during the protest. Then the House has voted to kill Biden's investment rule that would impact millions of retirees. This is an ESG investment rule that props up the climate movement. And then finally, cheerleader competes alone at state competition after the squad backs out. This is in Nebraska. And I guess I didn't have time to dig into it, but I guess the rest of the team had to back out, and she decided to go there and just do it herself. Kind of cool. Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
All right. Let's see here. Where'd it go? All right. Women make up 82% of all the hosts in American restaurants, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. 82%. I mean, I guess I see it. I just don't recognize it sometimes. You can fit 75 New Jerseys in Alaska. Alaska is also bigger than Texas, California, and Montana combined. I know when you look at it on the map, it doesn't look that way, but it's because it's skewed because of the sphere. Barry Manilow didn't write, "I write the songs." No, it was written by Bruce Johnston from the Beach Boys. Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.